This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
To all I am and feel and love and do, I stand proud and brave and tall. I want justice for us all. Color me America, red, white, and blue. But I see red when you.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. It is Sam and Greg on this Independence Day, 4th of July morning, for an Atlanta tradition. We've been here 4 years, it is just as spectacular as it's been every year we've done this here for the Peachtree Road Race. Sam and Greg's, good morning, Georgia.
Morning.
And a good morning and happy 4th to all y'all in the North Decatur area.
All right.
North Decatur area. And moving into this 8 o'clock hour, Sam, we got to do things a little bit differently. I want to remind you, everybody, that we are brought to you by Zero Res. Brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service.
Fantastic.
Make sure we get that out the way there.
As the wall of humanity continues to file past us here.
Hang on. We just got a shout out or a wave. From the mayor.
The mayor. We just saw Mayor Andre Dickens. We talked with him when we came on the air at 6 a.m., and he just passed us by. He said he wasn't going to be ready with the elite people. He's going to take his time and do some campaigning and do some handshaking and kissing some babies and whatnot on his way down. But the mayor was in good form now. He was in good form and moving fine. Headed into Piedmont Park. He ought to be there in just a little while, so it was great to see him. Great
I didn't know when he was coming by here, and of course he's got a group of people around him.
Oh yeah.
But he gave us a Queens wave. It wasn't a regular wave. Yeah, because he was, you know, he's hovering and pumping.
Yeah,
and so he gave us a Queens wave. Okay, I just want to make that point. And I thought of you when he was doing it. It's like, well, this guy wants to know what's in the purse.
No, man. He was having a time.
Got a bunch of Uncle Sam's.
Being a part. Of our July 4th celebration. This is what we do here in Atlanta.
We regularly talk to Chesley. Do we have him ready to go? What's the deal with that? Because I thought he was.
We got him ready. We have him ready. All right. Well, you know a guy who has been a part of this for so many years, and was once again this year. Great to always check in with him. It's Chesley McNeil, Levin Alive. Chesley, thoughts about 4th of July and this event? You're always a part of it.
Morning, man.
What's going on, fellas? Good to be with you again. It's a great tradition. Great tradition for Atlanta. I think the race is getting bigger and bigger, becoming more elite. They're adding more categories. You guys probably already talked about the high school elite runners now category. And so it's just getting bigger and bigger, man. And it feels good to be a part of something so original from Atlanta. So it's good stuff, man.
Again, somebody just came and screamed at us. I'm never going to get used to that, Sam. A question for Chesley, and a guy just pointed. So while it's nice, I lost my train of thought. How many, if you can remember, countries are represented? Chesley?
How many? Say it one more time.
How many countries? How many different countries are represented in this Peachtree?
Yeah, that's a really good question. I'm not sure, but I know a lot of people come from all over the world just to be a part of it. It's one of the biggest races in the world, right? You know, so people want to be a part of it. And again, as I said, it keeps growing more and more and more. If I had to guess how many countries, maybe like 10, 15, and probably even more than that, really.
Okay, and I thought it was, and I thought that was one of those questions that because you're up there doing it every year, they would give you those stats.
No, so I thought he could pull that. His job is the weather.
All right, well, what he's doing is.
That's kind of what he does. And thought about today, because we've had some intense heat around the region as part of the country. Thoughts about that and being a factor for some of the late starters here today?
Yeah, you know, I can't remember the last time they started out with a yellow flag. And so you're starting off cautionary. Even before the race began, they said this is going to be cautionary because that has begun to increase over our area. You know, we had some very hot days as of late, but they've been dry days, and so now you got that humidity starting to creep in. And typically we see that here in July here in Atlanta, and that's starting to creep up a little bit. So they're starting off with a cautionary flag, code yellow, as that humidity creeps up. Even this afternoon we have a heat advisory that's going to kick in from 1 o'clock to about 7 o'clock this evening, and that just makes the air feel a bit heavier. And so you don't want to do anything that overexerts yourself on the outside today. The good news with the race is that you get it in early before that heat really starts kicking in. Even for some of the walkers, they're going to have to walk a little faster now that the sun is up and, you know, the heat will start to get upon us. So even for your afternoon plans today, definitely think about that before you get outside and start doing anything strenuous. Even for the fireworks tonight, there'll be a few scattered thunderstorms around. And so some of those may be in a little bit jeopardy, 20 to 30% chance. A lot of us will stay dry, but a few of us may get hit by one of those showers.
I'm going to tell you what, Sam, I have counted at least five well-known actors that have run by us.
Okay.
And I know there are different productions. So which leads me to this question. He couldn't answer the other one, but I think he can answer this. Who's the one person in all the years that you've covered this race that have rolled up on you and you go, wow, you're the last person I thought I'd see this morning? Of the famous people or whoever it is, athletes, who's walked up on you that you thought, wow, I can't believe, or I'm seeing this person running this race?
You know, there's been Atlanta rappers, a ton of them anyway, but, you know, I wouldn't expect them to be out there running, and they're out there. You know what I mean? Like like Mace, for example, you know, who has a church here now, but I think he surprised me the most. Like, he just ran up on me. Like, what's up, man? I'm like, wait a minute, what's up, man? You know who you are? You know, like, what do you mean? So, yeah, so you're right. I mean, there's a lot of people who participate. There's a lot of people I even miss because of the crowds. You know, up here at Cardiac Hill, some will be on the other side. And then they're so into it that they forget, and they come back. They come back and say, hey, man, let me speak to you, or take a picture. You know, I ran right by you, or I walked right by you. You know, so it's just a fun time, man. A great tradition here in the Atlanta area.
Wow, Cardiac Hill is a place you were. You were up there earlier this morning. We talked about all the preparation that goes into this thing, Chesley, and it comes off looking like it goes off like clockwork, but there are a lot of moving parts, and there's some people who really work to make sure that it comes off looking this way. But it's a lot of planning and preparation that has to go into this event.
Yeah, we start very early because we know that it's something that a lot of people look forward to, and so getting started very early is key. I have my assignment, or I've had my assignment for the past 15 years, Cardiac Hill. That's it. There have been times where I tried to run, because people always run by me saying, run it next year. You should be out there running. And so I go to the bosses and I say, hey, they want me to run. They're like, no, Cardiac Hill.
Oh, wait, what's wrong with, why won't they let you run?
He's got his assignment.
No, but he's got his assignment, but he, well, okay.
It's become almost a staple, you know what I mean? Like, people come out there, they show me pictures of where they've been with me. They take a picture with me every single year. I'm talking about for the last 10 years. And so they got this, they're running with a photo album of pictures of me and them.
Okay,
like,
okay.
What is that about? Right. Like, what are we doing here? You know what? And so they look forward to coming up, snapping a picture, or getting that picture every year. Unfortunately, I'm not out there this year for those runners. I was out there earlier, obviously reporting for the weather, but I had to come back to the station because we have an earlier show now. But so I know some people may be disappointed, but I hope they know I still love them, and I hope they're doing well and they can get through this race.
There you go.
And we got a ways to go, because we just talked about this is our fourth. And you're talking about doing 15, so we got a ways to catch you. And ain't nobody stopping by to get pictures with us.
No, but they look for Chesley. He's like Santa Claus at the mall at Christmas, man. Where's he at? Right?
Look, next year, let's all do it together. We'll do it
together. That's what I'm about
year.
To say.
Okay.
Why don't we just work this out where Chesley joins us? We get David Ashburn on this, and we do a little connection between us and Lemma Live.
Can you guys come to Cardiac Hill?
No, you're going to come to Colony Square.
You got to come to Colony Square, yeah, man. They're not going to let us come up there to Piedmont Hospital.
You don't have to come down here. We're in front of the Starbucks. This is a better location. You'll enjoy this.
Yeah, okay.
We'll do it. We'll do it. We'll make it happen.
All right. Chester, we appreciate you so much, as always, for checking in with us. And enjoy the rest of your fourth, man.
Absolutely, man.
Hey, you guys stay cool as well. Happy Independence Day to you both.
Thank you.
That's another
a tradition. We talk to him every 4th of July.
Hey, man, we got to check in with him, right? You know, because he's at it. Like you said, they just did a news segment this morning, so he's back at the station. So I'm sure a lot of people are passing by up at that Mark area and probably saying, where is he at?
As you like to say, them young folks, how come they do that? The TV folks, they need to leave Chesley where he is. He enjoys it. The people enjoy. You know how many people are going to be running with their bottom lip poked out?
Because it's here now.
Yeah, I know that. But
they didn't make that decision. Some other folks whose name is on this, they're the ones who's.
Well, they need to bring Chesley back. It's like the networks that took over when they pulled John Madden off of Super Bowls. He said, y'all need to have John in a one-day contract, let him do the Super Bowl.
And let him do Super Bowl.
Yeah. Chesley should be on a special contract. It's like the exemptions that, like tennis players get going to Wimbledon. That's what we got. Are you ready to talk to Terrell Thomas?
Absolutely.
Terrell is going to join us next. We touched on this a little bit with Noel. A lot of movement in the NBA this past week. A lot of opinions about how and where people landed. Terrell, these Urban Times, is going to join us next, and we're going to talk more about it. We got some – listen, shout out to Steak Shapiro. Steak, if you're listening, we can't get away from this guy and the people that he knows. He is second to you as far as knowing people. People walking by here right now are doing where's Steaky? Where's Steak? So, Steak want to let you know that people are out for you. And also want to let you know that this is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. You get a guarantee offer on your home today and start packing. It's Sam and Greg from the Peachtree Road Race. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com, and take us with you on the Odyssey app.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it, and we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. It is Sam and Greg here at the Peachtree Road Race on this 4th of July, right here in the heart of Midtown, just off of 14th Street on Peachtree. The costumes are coming down through here, man. The costumes are just coming.
They're amazing.
I just saw a guy who actually did his own version of the Big Chicken, which I didn't expect. I did not expect to see that. But anyway, we got all kinds of mayors running by us here. We got people asking for Steak Shapiro. We got Georgia State folks over here. We got all kinds of Miss Liberty's statues, and folks are jogging. Some folks are just strolling.
Some are sauntering.
That's a good way to put it. And some are running, and they're actually stretching while they're running. I never saw that before.
Well, you do that, too, and this heat and humidity, that's the thing. And we talked with Chesley. He talked about the conditions, and, you want to respect that as well. But the people look like they're coming through in fine shape right now.
Yeah. Our guest was supposed to be or thought he was going to be down here. Apparently not.
Not?
No, apparently not. He chickened out. We won't say nothing about Philly. But anyways, we welcome Terrell Thomas, the Urban Times on. Listen, he had a lot to say. There we go. There you go. That we got folks yelling at us again, Terrell.
All right.
Sam's talking to him.
Well, peach powder, not the pumpkin powder. What are you saying?
Oh, is that what he's saying?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm trying to keep Terrell engaged here.
He's getting at me about the pumpkin pie in
as
Detroit.
As well he should.
He must be from Detroit.
As well he should. good morning, buddy. Yeah. How are you? Where are you?
Good morning, gentlemen. Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm in transit, so I'll be headed to the airport shortly. That's why I wasn't able to actually make it live and get down there for Peachtree.
We're just glad that you're with us now. And thoughts about this, what does this do for today? Are you headed for a celebration today? Somebody going to be on the grill when you get where you're going?
I don't know if I'll be able to make any celebrations. We'll see how that plays out. I would love to see some fireworks this evening. So I got my fingers crossed there. So we'll see. We'll see how the day turns out.
Again, Terrell Thomas, East Urban Times, here to talk basketball with Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. All right, so when we talked to Terrell last, he was in the glow of having Paul George land in Philly, right? Now a week has passed, and there's been some more movement. What are your thoughts on where some – and we'll get to Bronny in a second, but what are your thoughts on some of the other movement that's happened?
Yeah, it's been quite fascinating to see. Now, I don't know if this has been one of the more memorable NBA free agency periods. I think now just how it starts at 6 o'clock versus starting at midnight. But I do believe we saw some key figures land in some spots. As you mentioned, Paul George going to Philadelphia, I think, will be very interesting as the next season begins. Of course, we saw DeJounte Murray before free agency be traded. That was one that kind of surprised us here in Atlanta. Seeing Klay Thompson go to Dallas, I think that also could be very, very, very interesting in the Western Conference as we see how that continues to play and shape out. So there were some moves that were very fascinating, and I think that will give us a bit of surprises once the NBA, the 2024-25 NBA season actually does begin.
Fantastic, folks. Spending time on the waitfor.com hotline with Terrell Thomas. Great to talk about things that will happen as far as free agency goes. What, if anything, you think will happen with our Atlanta Hawks? We're hearing some rumors about some things and some moves. I'm hearing some three-team deals the Hawks may be involved in. I don't know if you feel like any of that stuff may actually come to fruition.
Yeah, I'm actually surprised that the Hawks haven't been more active to begin this free agency period. I know that, you know, there wasn't a ton of money to be spent, but I did think that they were going to offload some potential contracts. Clint Capella, I've heard DeAndre Hunter's name, be mentioned, and there have been teams that have been interested in his services. So I have been surprised that the Hawks haven't really made any key moves thus far. But I do still think, as you just mentioned, there are some potential trades that can happen down the line, some three-team trades and maybe some straight-up trades that can help improve this Hawks roster. So, again, I'm surprised on where they stand right now, but I do not believe they're done at all.
Yeah, wishful thinking. Give me a position or a player that's out there that you think that they should maybe – or you'd like to see them go after. Because that's the
part.
Go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. Me, honestly, right now, I would like to see them kind of improve the bench. I think they're pretty set. If they – with some of the players and what they have, I think we'll see Big O starting at the 5 and Jalen at the 4. I think that 3 spot is kind of interesting to see what they do there, who they have start there. I think Zachary was started at the 2, and, of course, Trey at the 1. So I think a small forward, that position is kind of still open to me. I don't know if they'll continue to have DeAndre come off the bench or exactly what they'll do there. But I would like to see possibly a center come here, like a backup center, or another strong wing that could play the small forward position.
Well, we watch for with this team. Time to see that happen. Okay, let's get to the elephant in the room. Thing out of Los Angeles. Klay Thompson chooses to go to Dallas, and I think he chooses to go there rather than L.A. because he doesn't want to be a part of the circus. I don't know what your makeup of what's happening with L.A. I just don't think that would be an attractive place to be if you are wanting to be on a winning team that has a chance to win a championship. Now, if you just want to go for the fun, I mean, okay, it's there. But that's how I'm seeing it. I don't know what you're feeling about it.
Yeah, I wasn't too surprised on which being that he didn't go there. There were talks about the 3 teams he was looking at were the Mavericks, the Lakers, and then possibly coming to the East Coast of Philadelphia before the signing of Paul George. Once Paul George signed in Philly, it kind of seemed like Klay wasn't going to fall in with the Sixers. And when it came to the Lakers, there was just a lot of ifs there. As you mentioned, a new coach, the roster isn't the strongest roster. And I wasn't quite sure if he wanted to walk in his daddy's shoes. Well, of course, his daddy, Michael Thompson, played for the Lakers many years ago and was a great Laker at that. So I wasn't quite sure if he really wanted to walk in his father's shoes to see him go to Dallas. I feel like it was a perfect fit for him, quite honestly.
You know, I've watched and I've seen 2 more Tyler Perry actors run by us.
Okay.
It has nothing to do with what Terrell just said. I'm just telling you, I just saw 2 more that are in some of his shows. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9. on this 4th of July, Monday we're here for the Peachtree Road Race. You know what I thought of when that trade, when he was acquired, and then the conversation that started immediately afterwards, and you knew what it was going to be, why he got chosen, why he's on the team, so on and so forth. But you know who I thought of first?
Who's that?
Who popped into my head? You ready for this?
Who's that?
Don Sutton.
Okay.
Rest in peace. The reason Don Sutton popped into my head was this. I will never forget, he was the most vocal person against Michael Jordan going to play baseball. He's taking up a spot, he's taking up a roster spot of somebody else because he's Michael Jordan. And I just remember that period, and he was just so against that happening. And that's what popped into my head when I was hearing all this conversation about Bronny giving a place in line in the minds of a lot of people.
Yeah.
And as you just said, this show that's going to be Los Angeles this next season, whether he's in the D-League for most of it or those times when they
he signed a contract with a no-cut deal. He's going to be with the Lakers.
He's going to be with them. How much time he spends on the actual team was what was being discussed this past week. But that's what I thought of. Like I said, Don Sutton popped into my mind. But your thoughts and how you feel about him being ascended, you knew it was going to be a part of it, but did you – they – what the Lakers
Andy's
did to
running.
Bring him up. What are your thoughts
Andy's
on that?
It seems like people are excited to see you guys.
I'm trying to stay concentrated. Yeah, I know, right?
Says, where's Andy and Randy? I said, Andy's running. We're going to see him in a little bit. He's going to pass by in a minute. Yep. Come over here and sweat. Give us sweaty hugs.
Anyway, I don't know if you heard my question, Terrell.
Yes, sir. To answer your question, I was, you know, it was one of those things, if I'm completely honest with you, when I thought about it, I didn't want to be a hypocrite. And I say that because as a father, and of course, you guys have been very instrumental in helping me get them where they want to be. Shoot, I try to get my kids in front of a camera or courtside every opportunity I get, you know. So being a father that has opportunities and I pass them down to my children, I thought about LeBron James in that same instance where he's a father who had a great opportunity to have his son play in the NBA. I also felt that I hear a lot of, you know, was it earned? And I do remember, like, before Bronny had the incident with his heart, which was very unfortunate, he was a five-star athlete coming out of high school. Now, we didn't see a lot of him at USC, so there's still a lot of questions that remain. But I really wasn't disappointed in how it played out. I think it was something that we knew was going to come, as you mentioned as well. So knowing that it was going to come, him being the 55th overall pick, I wasn't too upset at all. I do believe that he'll kind of have to have that prove it moment where he does get out there, and I'm fascinated to see what he says, because I remember during the combine he mentioned, like, he knows he's not his father, he knows he's not Kobe Bryant, but he does believe he can have a successful NBA career similar to the likes of a Drew Holiday. So I'm interested to see when Bronny is actually on the Lakers and such, and not with the South Bay Lakers, how his defense grows against his opponent. Just how much he can contribute to the team. So again, I wasn't one that was upset with the opportunity, because hey, that happens sometimes in life. But I also have been one. I've heard folks say, you know, oh, this is similar to Ken Griffey when Ken Griffey Jr. came. I was like, no, I won't go that far.
Not at all.
You know, from a talent standpoint, because we knew Ken Griffey was going to be a generational talent. We knew Barry Bonds was going to be a generational talent. You know, like. Yeah. I don't believe, and this is no disrespect to Bronny's game, I don't believe he'll be a generational talent, but I do think over time we'll see that he does belong in the NBA.
We'll see about that. I think it's generational, and from generation, because Jordan had two sons, and not only did he not push them to be in the NBA, he didn't even push for them to go to North Carolina.
And conversely, we got three guys who are getting it done in Major League Baseball, Bichette, and a bunch of guys who aren't Ken Griffey, but yet they are legacies. So you don't have to be as
well. You go out, you earn it, though. You go out and you earn it,
and you make it to the majors, and you stay a pro. But the expectations are our fault. We're the ones who put the expectations on these folks and expect them to be a certain kind of Spider-Man.
Well, I have the expectation on these people. But expectation, if you're an NBA player, there's an expectation. Are we going to lower the bar? How much lower are we going to lower this bar?
That's a different conversation. I'm talking about from a fan standpoint.
You know,
we put the expectation. We expect this person.
My thing is, you lower the bar, but you don't lower the ticket prices. But, you know.
Again, another conversation.
You're right.
All right, man. Hey, how you spending the day, Terrell? What you up to? I mean, you're going to a flight, but you ain't supposed to say where you're going. That's right. You know.
No. He's going to the Batcave.
He's going. Okay. He's going.
Yeah. I'll be in the Batcave. We'll see if I get out of the Batcave today or tomorrow, but I'll be in semi-travel work mode. So we'll see how the day turns out. We'll see what God has in store.
All right, man.
There'll be some things that are happening, so we'll check back in with you over the weekend when we get back to our show, which you can hear Sam and Greg, 6 to 10, Saturdays and Sundays, here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Safe travels, man.
Thank you, gentlemen. Thank you. Have fun out there, and have a safe 4th of July.
You just see these people walking by or running by here. Well, actually, a little bit of both. It is Sam and Greg. We are here for the Peace Street Road Race on this Independence Day.
We got somebody coming up with us after.
We'll find out. Yeah. Stay tuned. We got all kinds of people running by here. And the mayor may stop back by. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Take us with you on the Odyssey app. I love you. Hey, you got it.
Oh, what's up, bro? You good?
Who more than self? Well, country love. And mercy more than life. America.
All right, we'll tell you.
Hey.
Nobleness and ever again.
He's just enjoying some rain. He had Noel worried over there. But Sam left the station. He got people bumping into him. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. People would rather hear Ray Charles than us. I know that's, it's true. On this very special morning, we are here for our fourth Peace Street Road Race. It is Independence Day, 4th of July in Midtown Atlanta. Well, actually starting up by Lenox and all
working
the
way his way down to Piedmont Park.
I mean, it is.
They want that T-shirt.
Special.
They want that T-shirt.
Okay, so let's a quick recap. We have seen our own Abe Gordon. We have seen the mayor. I've seen more than half a dozen actors, and I don't mean just local actors. I mean big-time actors go running through here.
We've seen all the elite runners. We saw the elite runners, elite wheelchair competitors, some folks who are going to be in the Olympics. We're going to run down who the first place finishes were in a moment, but we got to get
Rich Kennard. We want to make sure we get him on there too.
Absolutely.
Shannon Brownbun, who got early correspondents.
Yeah.
But this is a guy. And let me just do this before we get to JR. This is normally what I would do, the casting call. Let me just drive you guys to 92.9thegame.com/casting call. Yes, there are job opportunities in front of and behind the camera. Check them out. If you got any questions about any of this stuff, you can also see the list at Get Cast with Greg on X. Any questions, greg.clarkson@odyssey.com. It's a bit of a lull right now, the holidays, but it will pick back up. Now, welcome our guest in here.
Absolutely, man. I saw this guy a week ago because you know who he had a chance to hang out with?
I'm not surprised. Who you
mentioned? Terrell Thomas.
Yeah.
And Sayla. He had a chance to meet.
Oh, he met him already.
Yeah,
he already met the future.
He met the future over at Morehouse. We're talking about JR. JR Sport Brief is here with us. Always great to catch up with you.
All the time.
And a happy July 4th to you.
To you as well. Shout outs to Chaz from the station as well. My man Chaz running.
Yeah. He's running out.
I give credit to anybody that's out here running. I'm not running nowhere.
If you run by our station and you want to know which one is Sam, which one is Greg, and which one is JR, look for the GQ model.
Oh, okay.
look, this guy.
Both of y'all.
No. We don't get a chance to see you as often. How has life been treating you, man?
I'm good. That's a GQ model right there. Running by. Okay.
We are filled with.
Oh, by the way.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
There's a lot of models running by.
They are. They're quite a few.
Sorry, I digress. Too early in the morning. My bad.
No, it ain't. We've been looking at this since 6.
Well, okay. You know, it's something we talked about because this event starts out with the wheelchair competitors.
Yes.
We think about people who are bound for the Paralympics, and Greg was talking about how much he envies you because of things you get to do with Special Olympics.
Right.
He's watching that today.
Yeah, no, it's awesome. And, you know, the cool thing, anybody can get involved with Special Olympics. It doesn't matter where you live. If you're here in Atlanta, you're here in Georgia, you're next door in Tennessee or Alabama, Special Olympics got chapters and places all over the country where you could just volunteer, you can go play. There's so many different ways to get involved.
How many of these events take place as you move up and get closer to the Olympics? Like we just saw qualifying a few weeks ago,
right,
for the able-bodied folks, I guess is the best way to put it. Well, but there's qualifications, I would imagine, for Paralympics, and when do those start leading up to the games?
Well, you know, I mean, typically like the Olympics, the Paralympics and Special Olympics are very different. So Special Olympics deals with folks with faculty disabilities or people of all abilities, and Paralympics deals more so with physical. So there's more of a ramp up when it comes to Special Olympics intellectual disabilities. There's events all year round. Like, you have no idea there's things happening in your backyard and you may not even know. But of course, when we start getting closer to the Olympics, the Paralympics run parallel, we get a lot more events.
Absolutely, absolutely. And that's something that we look forward to. Something else we're looking forward to is the start of training camp. It's about to start up pretty soon. Here in Atlanta, people are looking forward to with all of the things that the Falcons have done, the draft picks, but everybody's looking at quarterback and how that's going to play out. And the fact that we may not see a lot of Kirk Cousins, especially in the preseason games,
right,
but we will see a lot of Michael Penix Jr. Well, all that you've seen and all that you've heard and read, how do you think this may play out leading up to the season?
Well, I think it's a good thing. You pretty much know what you got in Kirk Cousins. You've gone all in on Michael Penix, drafting him at number 8. You might as well see what you got and give him as many reps as possible. Get him as many reps and opportunities to work with that first team. You know, if Kirk does go down, you know, you got somebody, you know a little bit more what he's going to go out there and do.
You know, it's funny. We got a similar situation, or we don't have a similar situation, but there is a similar situation, JR, like that in Pittsburgh, where whoever they put out there first, if there's a little bit of struggles going on, they're going to start screaming for the backup.
Right.
And how that plays out, obviously these guys got a little bit more playing time behind them. But moving into the season, I'm wondering how long we're going to be able to see the new regime's way of doing business from top to bottom.
Well,
how long do you think something like that
with, the Steelers?
No, with the Falcons. With the Falcons.
I don't – you know, I think Kirk is going to ride it out unless he gets injured. I think that's what it is. I think we'll see Penix if it's break glass in case of an emergency, and it's the NFL. There might be an emergency. Kirk may bang a hand, and then we get Penix. And if he goes out there and throws 3 or 4 TD, that man got a rat on his hand.
See, y'all do this to me. Y'all start looking at the races. I'm trying to keep this show going, and you, Sam's constantly
you just don't
pointing
expect
at me going,
to see that.
Look over here, you look over here.
There's certain things you expect to see out here.
I was talking about a football and a man walked by with a giant rat on his hand.
You weren't here earlier. We had a dude doing his own big chicken head attached to his head.
All right.
If I start looking at folks, this show will be a lot of dead air.
That's the point of, I mean.
We got to keep things going. Noel's up there yelling at us, y'all going to come back on the air?
Yeah, we just having some fun with this.
Come back?
Uh-huh.
Talk about Coach Raheem Morris, though, and the thing that he has. He lands here at a time. You got a quarterback things going on. His deal is the entire team and getting this team into the postseason, and everybody seems to expect it.
You know what? It don't matter what league you coach in. You got to have buy-in from the people that want to hear you. You
got
to be personable. You got to be able to touch people. And Raheem Morris, from his experiences here, with his being out in California or coming back, this man, he touches people. People feel him, and they want to run through a wall for him. You can't be a coach now, and God bless Arthur Smith. Good luck to him up in Pittsburgh on the offensive side of the ball. But, you know, he came across at times as abrasive. And, I mean, if you're like that publicly, you can imagine how he is inside the building. And so to have someone that has the respect of the city, but more importantly the players, that's how you have a good coach. That's why somebody like Mike Tomlin, people say, hey, he's one of the best in the league, one of the best in the game. And you can't take folks like that for granted. They come few and far in between.
That's JR Sports Brief. You can hear from 6 until 10. Listen, we got to get you into this conversation that's been going on in sports, and that's the WNBA and the uptick it has achieved over these last year or so. And what are your thoughts on not just the league itself and how they are carrying themselves with all this visibility, but also Atlanta Dream?
Oh, listen, man, good. I'm happy for the WNBA. We need more of the stories. And as long as it doesn't get nasty, and they're realistically, there are some racial elements in it. And people will people will take it in a million different hateful directions. But as long as they ain't no hating, everything is good.
CJ Stewart.
I think the fact that you got Caitlin
That's
Clark,
CJ.
And then you also can keep things moving with Angel Reese. Like, I was making an argument on the radio the other day. I hope that they make them co-rookie of the year just so people could get talking about it. That's it. We need more of it. And when it comes down to the Dream, I'm mad at some of the injuries that they've had. And, I would love to see the WNBA get back more to a place where they're not at the gateway, but they have more of them games at the arena. And not just because of Caitlin Clark coming to town.
Yep. That's about, I talk about it being a fact of most sports that have a professional level. The professional level usually pulls the lower levels.
That's right.
But this is a situation where the collegiate level is really giving something to the professional level. And it's kind of different, but it works. And what's the difference? The matter is that you get there, right?
Who cares? You know, I mean, we saw the explosion. We saw the interest in Caitlin Clark. We saw her having a foil in Angel Reese. God bless Angel Reese. I couldn't believe that she has the double-double record already as a rookie leading the league in rebounding. And so God bless both of them. And if it started in college and now it's the baseline, great. And it's cool to see it carry over into the WNBA. Look, more money for everybody. I enjoy watching the games. I watch, two people playing the street if the action is good. So it doesn't matter to me if it's a man or a woman or whatever the case might be. As long as the product is good, I'm going to sit and watch. And it is. People are paying attention. I can't remember this much excitement since the inception. Them filling up them arenas down in Houston with Cooper and Thompson and Swoops.
Yeah.
It's nice right now. I hope we see more of that explosion.
What you think about this, man? I mean, you come downstairs. I know you don't live far from here, but the events events that take place in this city, your home city, is this one of those days when you come outside and you look around and go, man, I just love living here.
I do, absolutely. You correct. I roll out of bed. I said, oh, yeah, they downstairs at the race.
That's the app. Look. Hey, you got it.
Oh, beautiful. Ah, heroes proved. In liberating strife.
Oh, what's up, bro? You good?
Their country love and mercy more than life. America, America,
his wife is the same
people. May God thy gold refine.
What you said.
Success.
All right, we'll tell you.
Hey.
Nobleness and ever again.
He's just enjoying some rain. He had Noel worried over there. But Sam left the station. He got people bumping into him. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. People would rather hear Ray Charles than us. I know that's it's true. On this very special morning, we are here for our fourth Peachtree Road Race. It is Independence Day, 4th of July in Midtown Atlanta. Well, actually starting up by Lenox and
Working his way down to Piedmont Park.
I mean, it is.
They want that T-shirt. They want that T-shirt.
Okay, so let's a quick recap. We have seen our own Abe Gordon. We have seen the mayor. I've seen more than half a dozen actors, and I don't mean just local actors. I mean big-time actors go running through here.
We've seen all the elite runners. We saw the elite runners, elite wheelchair competitors, some folks who are going to be in the Olympics. We're going to run down who the first place finishes were in a moment, but we got to get
Rich Kennard. We want to make sure we get him on there too.
Absolutely.
Shannon Brownbun, who got early correspondents.
Yeah.
But this is a guy. But let me just do this before we get to JR. this is normally what I would do, the casting call. Let me just drive you guys to 929thegame.com/casting call. Yes, there are job opportunities in front of and behind the camera. Check them out. If you got any questions about any of this stuff, you can also see the list that you can cast with Greg on X. Any questions, greg.clarkson@odyssey.com. It's a bit of a lull right now, the holidays, but it will pick back up. Now, welcome our guest in here.
Absolutely, man. I saw this guy a week ago because you know who he had a chance to hang out with?
I'm not surprised. Who you mentioned?
Terrell Thomas.
Yeah.
And Saylor. He had a chance to meet.
Oh, he met him already.
Yeah,
he met the future.
He met the future over at Morehouse. We're talking about JR. JR Sport Brief is here with us. Always great to catch up.
Yes,
with
all the time, all the time.
And a happy July 4th to you.
To you as well. Shout outs to Chaz from the station as well. My man Chaz running.
Yeah. He's running out.
I give credit to anybody that's out here running. I'm not running nowhere.
Yeah, but here's the thing. If you run by our station and you want to know which one is Sam, which one is Greg, and which one is JR, look for the GQ model.
Oh, okay.
Look, this guy.
Both of y'all.
No. We don't get a chance to see you as often. How has life been treating you, man?
I'm good. That's a GQ model right there running by. Okay.
We are filled with.
Oh, by the way.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
There's a lot of models running by.
They are. They're quite a few.
I digress. Too early in the morning. My bad.
No, it ain't. We've been looking at this since 6.
Well, okay. You know, it's something we talked about because this event starts out with the wheelchair competitors.
Yes.
We think about people who are bound for the Paralympics, and Greg was talking about how much he envies you because of things you get to do with Special Olympics.
Right.
He's watching that today.
Yeah, no, it's awesome. And, you know, the cool thing, anybody can get involved with Special Olympics. It doesn't matter where you live. If you're here in Atlanta, you're here in Georgia, you're next door in Tennessee or Alabama, Special Olympics got chapters and places all over the country where you could just volunteer, you can go play. There's so many different ways to get involved.
How many of these events take place as you move up and get closer to the Olympics? Like we just saw qualifying a few weeks ago for the able-bodied folks, I guess is the best way to put it. Well, but there's qualifications, I would imagine, for Paralympics, and when do those start leading up to the games?
Well, you know, I mean, typically like the Olympics, the Paralympics and Special Olympics are very different. So Special Olympics deals with folks with faculty disabilities or people of all abilities, and Paralympics deals more so with physical. So there's more of a ramp up when it comes to Special Olympics intellectual disabilities. There's events all year round. Like, you have no idea there's things happening in your backyard, and you may not even know. But, of course, when we start getting closer to the Olympics, the Paralympics run parallel, we get a lot more events.
Absolutely. And that's something that we look forward to. Something else we're looking forward to is the start of training camp. It's about to start up pretty soon. Here in Atlanta, people are looking forward to with all of the things that the Falcons have done, the draft picks, but everybody's looking at quarterback and how that's going to play out. And the fact that we may not see a lot of Kirk Cousins, especially in the preseason games, but we will see a lot of Michael Penix Jr. Well, all that you've seen and all that you've heard and read, how do you think this may play out leading up to the season?
Well, I think it's a good thing. You pretty much know what you got in Kirk Cousins. You've gone all in on Michael Penix, drafting him at number 8. You might as well see what you got and give him as many reps as possible. Get him as many reps and opportunities to work with that first team. You know, if Kirk does go down, you know, you got somebody, you know a little bit more what he's going to go out there and do.
You know, it's funny. We got a similar situation, or we don't have a similar situation, but there is a similar situation, JR, like that in Pittsburgh, where whoever they put out there first, if there's a little bit of struggles going on, they're going to start screaming for the backup.
Right.
And how that plays out, obviously these guys got a little bit more playing time behind them. But moving into the season, I'm wondering how long we're going to be able to see the new regime's way of doing business from top to bottom.
Well,
how long do you think something like that
takes? With the Steelers?
No, with the Falcons. With the Falcons.
I don't, you know, I think Kirk is going to ride it out unless he gets injured. I think that's what it is. I think we'll see Penix if it's break glass in case of an emergency, and it's the NFL. There might be an emergency. Kirk may bang a hand, and then we get Penix. And if he goes out there and throws 3 or 4 TD, that man got a rat on his hand.
See, y'all do this to me. Y'all start looking at the races. I'm trying to keep this show going, and Sam's constantly
pointing
at me going.
You just don't expect to see that.
Look over here.
There's certain things you expect to see out here.
I was talking about a football, and a man walked by with a giant rat on his hand.
You weren't here earlier. We had a dude doing his own big chicken head attached to his head. If I start looking at folks, this show will be a lot of dead air.
That's the point of. I mean.
We got to keep things going. Noel's up there yelling at us, y'all going to come back on the air?
Yeah, we just have us a
y'all
problem.
Y'all going to come back?
Uh-huh.
Talk about Coach Raheem Morris, though, and the thing that he has. He lands here at a time. You got a quarterback things going on. his deal is the entire team and getting his team into the postseason, and everybody seems to expect it.
You know what? It don't matter what league you coach in. You got to have buy-in from the people that want to hear you. You got to be personable. You got to be able to touch people. And Raheem Morris, from his experiences here, with his being out in California or coming back, this man, he touches people. People feel him, and they want to run through a wall for him. You can't be a coach now, and God bless Arthur Smith. Good luck to him up in Pittsburgh on the offensive side of the ball. But, you know, he came across at times as abrasive. And, I mean, if you're like that publicly, you can imagine how he is inside the building. And so to have someone that has the respect of the city, but more importantly the players, that's how you have a good coach. That's why somebody like Mike Tomlin, people say, hey, he's one of the best in the league, one of the best in the game. And you can't take folks like that for granted. They come few and far in between.
That's JR Sports Brief. You can hear from 6 until 10. Listen, we got to get you into this conversation that's been going on in sports, and that's the WNBA and the uptick it has achieved over these last year or so. And what are your thoughts on not just the league itself and how they are carrying themselves with all this visibility, but also Atlanta Dream?
Oh, listen, man, good. I'm happy for the WNBA. We need more of the stories. And as long as it doesn't get nasty, and realistically, there are some racial elements in it. And people will people will take it in a million different hateful directions. But as long as they ain't no hating, everything is good.
CJ Stewart.
I think the fact that you got Caitlin Clark,
CJ.
And then you also can keep things moving with Angel Reese. Like, I was making an argument on the radio the other day. I hope that they make them co-rookie of the year just so people could get talking about it. That's it. We need more of it. And when it comes down to the Dream, I'm mad at some of the injuries that they've had. And, you know, I would love to see the WNBA get back more to a place where they're not at the gateway, but they have more of them games at the arena. And not just because of Caitlin Clark coming to town.
Yep. That's about, you know, I talk about it being a fact of most sports that have a professional level. The professional level usually pulls the lower levels.
That's right.
But this is a situation where the collegiate level is really giving something to the professional level. And it's kind of different, but it works. And what's the difference? The matter is that you get there, right?
Who cares? You know, I mean, we saw the explosion. We saw the interest in Caitlin Clark. We saw her having a foil in Angel Reese. God bless Angel Reese. I couldn't believe that she has the double-double record already as a rookie leading the league in rebounding. And so God bless both of them. And if it started in college and that was the baseline, great. And it's cool to see it carry over into the WNBA. Look, more money for everybody. I enjoy watching the games. I watch, you know, two people playing the street if the action is good. So it doesn't matter to me if it's a man or a woman or whatever the case might be. As long as the product is good, I'm going to sit and watch. And it is. People are paying attention. I can't remember this much excitement since the inception. Them filling up them arenas down in Houston with Cooper and Thompson and Swoops.
Yeah.
It's nice right now. I hope we see more of that explosion.
What you think about this, man? I mean, you come downstairs. I know you don't live far from here, but the events events that take place in this city, your home city, is this one of those days when you come outside and you look around and go, man, I just love living here?
I do, absolutely. You correct. I roll out of bed. I said, oh, yeah, they downstairs at the race. I said, let me go downstairs. I'm gonna walk around. I'm gonna end up at the park.
Do a little radio show.
I'm gonna support some of the local businesses here. I'm gonna try to be standing straight by 5 o'clock.
Try. He said he's gonna try.
I'll try to be standing straight by 5 o'clock and, enjoy the rest of this beautiful day. It's a beautiful morning, beautiful people. Hanging out with y'all is a beautiful thing. And so you got to take one day at a time.
What's folks, next for it? Oh, go ahead.
Folks, that's JR Sports Brief. And he is social. You can find him always at JR Sport Brief, at JR Sport Brief. Olympics are coming up.
Yes.
What are you looking forward to? What individuals are you looking for? Sha'Carri Richardson, Noah Lyles, Simone Biles.
I like Simone Biles. I'm going to be looking for Simone Biles, see what she can do at the gymnastics. You know, at her age, she got to be, 25, 6? However old she is, she's a little older on the gymnast side, but she's absolutely amazing. Yeah, I want to be checking in on the Americans. Obviously, I want to check in on all the basketball. Sha'Carri getting her chance and opportunity. I think she's changed a lot over the past few years.
What do you think of that? To maturity?
Yes.
Oh, absolutely. I think sometimes with fame comes so fast, so soon. And when you think about things on an Olympic level, especially track and field, you know, it's almost like you shot out of a cannon.
But the other thing that's going on with Shikari is she didn't have the NIL ability then that she has now.
Sure.
Which helps her mature, which helps her having to have people around her which say, listen, you want to be a part of this? Because when I watched her in these interviews during these time trials, I saw a completely different person than the last time I saw her do interviews.
Well, I think a big part of it, I think she got chopped down so hard, and I think she realized, like, she could be in a bad place right now, given all of the attention negative that she had on herself, whether it was, and some of it she brought on herself, I think, for not knowing any better. It's tough. You just take somebody, I don't want to say out of nowhere, nothing, but out of Texas, out of Louisiana, and boom, now all of a sudden, you're an international person. People learn who she is overnight. And so I think having that time after the fact was pretty amazing.
Fantastic, fantastic. We do expect to see that. Gosh, if you had a favorite sport you like to, you're going to watch the basketball, going to watch the swimming. You know, you're going to watch the breakdancing.
The basketball.
We got breakdancing.
I know they got skateboarding that they got coming on in and all of this. I don't know. Just like what's this? These are not Olympic sports.
There you go.
Like a shout outs to breakdancing, one of the core elements of hip hop. But nah, that's.
Would it be bad if America did not win breakdancing?
Yeah, have you seen some of the other countries
actually,
that emulate?
Asia, I think they would win.
I was Japanese.
Yeah.
Japanese folks have embraced a lot of hip hop culture. So, look, we getting smacked around in basketball a little bit. The world done caught up.
They caught up on a lot of things.
It may be in breakdancing, they done caught up too. It'd be a shame.
would it be? How bad would it be?
Is Crazy Legs too old? Where's Crazy Legs?
JR, enjoy the rest of your day. Man, don't be a stranger with us. I mean, even if you got to roll over and pick up the phone. You know,
I'm close by.
We want you to join us as often as you can.
I appreciate y'all. I like enjoy seeing y'all around the building and the streets outside. I just saw Sam last week, so saw you a couple weeks ago just walking around. So no problem.
Appreciate
easy,
it.
Easy. Thank y'all.
That is
enjoy
JR
the rest of your holiday.
Thank you so much.
Moving into the 9 o'clock hour, John Nelson, Sam's partner from GPB, is going to join us. He got a special story. I don't know where he's at, but he will tell us what's going on with him. Got Joe Patrick. We'll talk Atlanta United. Also, a little bit of Falcons. That is all coming up in this 9 o'clock hour.
There you go.
Continue to get people yelling at us, and
he just yelled, "Good morning, Georgia."
There you go. That's what you were supposed to do.
I should have said morning in the background.
It is Sam and Greg here for the Peachtree Road Race on this Independence Day, 4th of July morning. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Take us with you in the Odyssey app.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.